Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Zach?
You are?
Hey, Zach. How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Doing all right.
Awesome. Yeah, it was a little bit of cold weather over there, huh?
Yeah, for a little while.
Awesome. Yeah, I was seeing some stuff. I saw an alligator that froze in some water at like 17 degrees in like North Carolina. I was like, that's crazy. But I'm glad you're doing good. I know you were speaking with my mapping coordinator, Jan. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
No, I think the goal is to get me on the top page of Google, right?
Yeah, so anybody that searches your services, you would be found on that first page of Google, yes. Do you have anything else besides just your Yelp listing, though? Do you have, like, a Facebook page or anything else that you communicate with your customers with?
No, not currently.
Okay, so you just have the Yelp listing?
Yeah, I thought I'd close that account, to be honest with you, because I just... I don't know. I mean, after a couple months, I only had like one person call, and I was just like, "Yeah, this is boring."
Over it, right? Yeah. So Yelp has two things. They have a paid service, and then they have like the free just listing itself because it's a directory. So if you cancel the paid service, your account still stays up, but it just stays up as like, you know, if somebody were to search your name directly, they would find you right then and there. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
For this, what we'll do is anybody that searches the services that you provide, we will find you, they will find you on that first page of Google. Now, you will never share that position with anybody else. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers because it's a direct call service into you. Now, the reason why I asked about the Facebook is because you have a 20-mile radius, correct?
Yeah, that's fair enough for my customers and for me as far as travel time and realistic times and getting to appointments on time, you know, as they're scheduled. Because my biggest thing is promptness and, you know, being on time, being there when you say you're going to be there. That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. If somebody says, hey, be here at 2:30, I'm there at like 2:25 waiting. I'm early.
Yeah.
That's how I am. It's integrity, right? You want to have good integrity with your customers as well. So showing up on time, ready to go, I think is amazing. So the 20-mile radius is perfect for you. Now, what we do is we do a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So I know you don't have a Facebook business account set up yet. We can help you make that. And then once we help you make that, we would start doing that retargeting campaign in that 20-mile radius. If you want to target specific cities and zip codes in there, that's amazing too, because now we can pinpoint where you would like to do most of your work. Okay?
All right. I mean, what kind of premiums are we looking at?
Yeah, for sure. So let me pull up the pricing here. So Jan put in is what's called the new in business credit. With our company, we usually charge $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What I did was I applied that new in business credit for you, and that drops the price all the way down to just $249 month to month. There is a $99 setup fee, but that's only one time. So the first month would be $348, and then you're looking at $249 month to month after that. We do allocate $100 from that to that Facebook campaign. So don't think like, oh, I'm paying twice or I'm paying for an ad budget or anything like that. You're not locked into a contract, okay? We do ask that you give us 2 months on a verbal agreement, just because it does take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. Not to say you won't receive calls, because we do have that Facebook up and running within 7 to 14 days in front of your customers. Now, we do help you get on Bing, Yahoo, and also integration with Apple as well. So we cover all the bases if somebody searching on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, a computer, anything like that. They're going to be able to find you, okay?
Hey, I'm interested in this because you know, I do a lot of sub work for other contractors, but obviously the more work I do for my business, the better. Now,
profitability-wise, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're calling me at a good and a bad time right now. Bad time being, I just found out I got to go buy a new truck because my engine is blown.
Oh, wow.
Good news, you know, this is where my mind's at, and I want to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
So give me a call in a couple of weeks, because things will start picking up. We're coming into February, and, you know, we're about 6 weeks away from I'm having such a brain fart right now. There's so much going on. The Indy 500. There we go.
Indy 500. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what I'm saying with the AC trade. Generally, everything takes off around March. That's what everybody's predicting anyway.
Yeah, so with this, we are Google Premier Channel Partner. I don't know if Jan told you, we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So typically, whoever comes first and fills the spot, it's like a first come, first serve type deal. So, I mean, we are not Google. I want to let you know that. We are Google Channel Premier Partners. So they don't like us, or they don't really let us hold spots like that. Is there anything that I can do to help you out, like in terms of maybe getting this started so that way, you know, you can have this generating by the time Indy 500 gets up and running and you're on that first page of Google?
All right, hold on a sec. Let me start writing stuff down. I'm going to get lost.
No problem.
All right, say I signed up today. What are we looking at out the door today if I signed up today?
You're looking at $348, one-time payment. And then month-to-month is $249 after that. So today's the 24th. The 24th on February would only be $249. The 24th on March would only be $249, and so on and so forth. It goes like that, okay? Now, it's not a cost per lead or anything like that. So the more jobs you get, the more profitable it is. Like I said, you're not in a contract. So food for thought, if you did get really busy and towards March and you're like, hey, I need to facilitate all these, you could always cancel or pause the service at no extra cost. Okay. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that. The only thing we do ask is that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. So that way we can help.
You said within, so at $249 is going to take about, so basically we're talking, today you said $359?
$348.
All right, so that would be $348, that would be today. And then take about what, 60 days to get on the Google top page, you think?
30 to 45 days.
All right, I'm just going to put $249 in there and just round it out just so it's easier for me. I know it's not exact, but it just makes it simpler in my head.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do no 795. So we'll just call it a $600 investment, and I should be on Google's top page within 60 days. We'll call that 60 days, and we'll call that, what is it, $6 a day? Well, I mean, it's a lot better than the lead service shit that I'm paying for right now. That's, you know, I mean, I could spend $50 on a call, and it's literally trash. So
you probably don't even get anybody, right?
Well, that's what I mean. I've probably spent that 3 times over in pardon my language here, but shit calls, shit leads that are just bogus.
Right.
And you got to fight tooth and nail to try to get that back. I mean, I've wanted to get on Google's page for a minute now because that's just where everybody goes. Everybody just funnels to Google. I mean, I hear Bing every now and again, but I think that's just for like a small group of people. I don't even think people use Bing that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Google's installed on your phone. You don't even have to download it, right? So for Yelp, you have to download Yelp on your phone to to be able to use it.
Yeah, you hit Safari and it goes straight to Google.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
it's like that's where everybody does their searches there, and that's where we would populate you. Now, do you have a Google Business Profile yet, or have you not made one?
I thought I made one, but
let me look it up for you. Let me see. Yeah, no, let me help
you. I don't know, man. Like, I get lost in all that shit because I, you know, being a business owner is all fine and dandy, but there's all these little tiny things that I need help with.
Trust me, I know. My dad's a small business owner too, and he asks me questions all the time. And he actually, I mean, he's 59, and he actually does the same thing with the Google Business Profile on the first page with the retargeting campaign, and he stays pretty consistent with his work. And he's all the way up in Washington where it rains 24 hours in the day.
yeah, I mean, that's my goal is just steady, constant work. I'm not looking to be flooded, but I just, you know, I like to work. I grew up in a 80s style environment.
Baller. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not the kind of person who, you know, wants to sit around and collect a paycheck for doing nothing. I actually want to go out there, break a sweat, and all right, I earned it.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what we're going to help you do here. So when I look for your company in your area on, I don't see that you have an active Google account. I see that you have a Yelp account, and that's pretty much it. A very low web presence. So like I said, we'll help you get verified on there. We are going to send you out a Google PIN verification. So that's going to be sent to you in mail. Once that's sent to you, that's just telling you that, hey, Zach, you're a legitimate person in the local area with a legitimate company. You're not a robot with the P.O. box. That's why it takes the 30 to 45 days, because it's snail mail. Once we have that, we're able to start populating you for the services that you provide. The Facebook, we're able to get that up and running within 7 to 14 days. Okay?
I mean, you know, I use Housecall Pro.
Okay.
As a software for my customers.
Sure.
And I actually have it on my website that you can book a service call through the website and it gets redirected to the Housecall Pro.
Oh, perfect. So if you want to put that link, we can share that with my tech team and we could actually put that for the website on your Google Business Profile. And so people can just click that link when they find you and it'll take them straight to that so they can book an appointment right then and there.
Yeah, I opted for that option because, you know, I know that people do everything on their phones.
Everything. Even my grandma does it on her phone.
You know, it's funny, I used to get ripped on by my parents about playing a Game Boy in the back of the seat, you know, and nowadays everybody's got a digital Game Boy, you know, they just don't realize it.
And now they're the ones that's playing the games on their phones all the time, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my dad the same way. He'd always be like, hey, how come you don't read a book? And I'm like, I want to just play this video game. And he's like, all right. But now, like, I catch him. He's all on his phone. He's like, oh, check this out. I'm like, hey, you were like me back in the day. That's hilarious. So, Zach, I have right here your business information. So I just want to get this correct because it is going to go on that first page of Google. I have Accurate Air. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then where do you want me to send that PIN verification to?
You can send it to my phone number 561.
It's going to be it's going to be a snail mail, so it needs an address, so either like an office or a home address. Now, we won't share your home address on Google. We're going to hide that if you do work out of there, but it is going to get sent to you in the mail, so that way they can PIN verify you right there with that five-digit code.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I do work out of my home right now, but...
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, the address is
2029.
South Seacrest, like Ryan Seacrest, Boulevard.
Ryan Seacrest, that's hilarious.
Boynton Beach, Florida.
Okay. Yep. And then 33435. Perfect. Yep. Now, question here. So some of my customers like this, some of them don't. For the phone number, do you want them to call you at the 561-704-8105, or do you want to have a Google Business phone number that gets redirected to your phone so you can track the calls that are coming in? It's totally up to you. It doesn't cost you anything.
I would prefer to have a reroute so that I can track it. That makes things a lot easier for me, because that's something that I've been thinking about lately. I'm like, how am I going to track and know if a customer is real or is it bullshit? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't mind answering the phone, but, you know, at some point I need to know, because I will be hiring somebody to answer the phones for me, hopefully within the next 6 months, because honestly, I've never liked answering phones.
Perfect. Yeah, so with this comes a full tracking system. So you'll actually be able to track the calls and clicks coming from Google, location of searches. Also, too, you'll be able to track the Facebook campaign, that it'll be all in one area for you. So like you said, you want to make sure everything's legitimized, so that way you can see, hey, this is actually working. So having that tracking system, you'll be able to actually listen to the calls as well to say, like, hey, this was a good call. Where is he coming from? We can target that specific area as well. So our clients actually like it, that have it. They love that little area. For your first name, Zach, is it Z-A-C-H? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Sousa. S-O-U-S-A.
S-O-U-S-A? Sousa?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's a good email address to send over to you in writing along with the invoice for you?
accuair826@gmail.com.
And do you do installations as well, or are you just doing like maintenance?
Maintenance, service, install, attic insulation, ductwork.
Okay.
The works.
Perfect, perfect. I just want to make sure, because this is, you know, to be found for the services you offer, the last thing we want you to get is calls that you don't even offer those services. So I want to make sure that we're pinpoint on that, so you get quality calls calling you directly, and you can close some jobs here and get some business coming in through you, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Okay, let me see here. So I have that. And then, Zach, for the listing itself, are you going to use the business credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
Yeah, it's a business debit card, I guess you'd call it, credit card.
Okay. Give me one sec. Let me just make sure I have everything correct here for your Google Business profile, because, I mean, it's tedious where, like, I don't want it to be messed up. I want you to be able to be rocking and rolling very quickly here with us.
So, I mean, y'all really do have success within, like, 6 weeks?
Yeah, we've been in business for 20 years. We're going on our 20th year now. We had our 19th year in business last month. So this is going to be our 20th year. We help big corporations, small companies, from one-man crews all the way to 20-man crews. We've built websites. We get people on the first page, and that's why we're able to have that Google business profile, I mean the partnership.
So,
industry standard is around 3 months. So for us, we're able to expedite that to 30 to 45 days because we have that partnership.
Right. So getting on this program, right, mm-hmm. So I'll type in like AC, and then I should pop up with some of the other top dogs that are up there, because there's a handful of people in my area that generate. But all right.
Yeah, 100%. So,
well, as long as I'm up there with the rankings, I mean, I also have 5-star reviews from my customers.
Perfect.
From HouseCall.
Okay.
So I have a handful of those that I can send your way also.
Yeah, and then once you start doing calls and stuff like that, tell them to send them to your Google Business profile. That's going to be the best thing for you, because now you're populating up there with the big dogs, and then you have those customer reviews in your local community area, within that 30-mile radius. And now, because you're not as big as those guys, you're probably going to get the jobs because you'll probably underbid what they do because you have a smaller, you know, a smaller crew.
Exactly, not a bunch of overhead.
Yeah, you have overhead where these guys are charging, like, commercial prices, and you're able to walk in there and be like, I got you guys.
Exactly. Sure. That's why I went into business, because, you know, my main focus group is the elderly, the 55 and up. And, you know, once a year, I pick, you know, one of my customers who is elderly and can't afford a new system. And as a charity, I put a new system in for free.
Do you really?
You know, that's,
that's
one
awesome.
Of the things that I do, you know, and that's why I got into this business. It's, I want people to come home and be happy. I don't want them to come home and go, God damn it, AC broke again, Jerry. I don't want people to be like that. I want, damn, honey, since we hired that company, Accurate Air, fucking AC hasn't broken 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
God damn.
Yeah. You're hilarious.
Hey, what are you doing? It's been 2 years. Why are you jinxing it?
Yeah, exactly, right? That's amazing. No, I like to give back too. It's amazing that you do that. My dad's the same way. And like I said, he's a small business owner. He's been that way forever since I've been born. So I try to help him out as best as possible as well. He runs the same product. We do the Google business profile with the Facebook advertising, and he stays busy. We actually did this for a company. I actually did it on my own before I worked with this company, and I grew their company like 67% by myself during COVID. So
congratulations.
It was pretty crazy. So I was like, well, here you go. You guys could have it now. I'm done. And I walked away and I was like, I'm out of here. So for the card itself, Zach, does it just have your first and last name on there, or is there a first, middle initial or anything like that?
No, it's just got my first and last name on there, but it does have the company name on there also. So
Accurate Air.
Yep.
Okay. I'll just put that too. And then is it the same address as the 2029, South Seacrest Boulevard? Okay.
No, it's a different address.
Okay.
It's,
I'm ready.
303. East Woolbright Road, one word, Woolbright, Unit 272, also Boynton Beach, 33435.
And you said East Woolbright?
Yep.
Okay. Just make sure. Here for you. Perfect. Boynton Beach, Florida. I got family that live in Miami. And
never
it's still
there.
Really? Okay. It's different.
I've never been there. Yeah, I'm I don't know. I'm kind of a plump, thick kind of person, so I don't think I'm skinny enough to be hanging out down there.
You'd be surprised. So, I mean, people over there, they don't, you know, it's kind of like California. You just go as you please and, you know, just kind of mind your own business, have fun, enjoy yourself, enjoy the beach and stuff like that. So, I mean, just the humidity itself is hot, though. I mean, you live in Florida, so you already know.
Well,
but
I mean, you literally throw a baseball to the equator down in Miami.
Yeah.
You're basically touching it at that point. I'm in West Palm, you know, as far as zip code area. And, it is easily 15 degrees hotter here than an hour north. And then hotter yet down in Miami.
Yeah. That's insane.
Well, Florida's got three different stages of heat. Miami, the hottest. West Palm, mediocre. You get up to, like, Ocala, it's down in the 30s. You know, you're like, what the hell is this, Florida?
Yeah. You're like, is it going to snow here? for the zip code, is it still the 33435?
435.
Okay. And then you said the apartment number. I'm sorry. What was that?
272.
272. Okay. And then for the card itself, Zach, is it a Master, Visa, Discover,
Visa? American
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
4741-6590-1960-1565.
Mm-hmm. And then the expiration?
1227.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
443.
Okay.
Hey, so you said y'all are making a Facebook page too?
Yeah, so we'll make you a business Facebook page. That's what we'll do. That's what we do the retargeting with, that we can pinpoint you.
So
in
I
certain...
can send you pictures. I can send you pictures, and like I got coupons.
100%. Yeah, you can send us pictures once my tech team, once you get on a, I'm going to get you on an onboarding call with my tech team. Obviously we're going to, I'm going to book it with you at a better time with you and them. So they're going to ask you for that stuff.
Yeah,
because like
I still got to go buy this truck today and I got to get shit out of my other van. Like, boy.
I know.
I
so that's right.
I'm turning into the fire today, boy.
Everything's got to turn around for you though. I know it. For the security question.
They're sticking me with the needle of money.
For the security question here, I got you. I just want to make sure that, we're always talking to you and you always know that you're talking to us. So we have this security question. We have three of them. You can have one of them. It's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My first pet's name.
Okay. I like that. And what was your first pet's name?
Beethoven?
Okay, let me type this in really quickly. It asked me twice, so give me 1 second.
I couldn't tell you how to spell it. I just know what it sounds like. No, it was an ironic name of, you know, the movie Beethoven. And then as I got older, it was interesting because I actually like Beethoven.
That was a really good movie. I will say that.
Yeah. But as I got older, I actually got to hear the real Beethoven. And I mean, absolutely incredible music.
Masterpiece. Masterpiece for sure. Okay, yeah. So I got that for you there. So I had the 249, like I said. And then I have the, I was able to get that setup fee down to the $99 instead of you paying the $299 that we have. But what I want to do first, Zach, is I'm just going to take you through a voice verification. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well. This is just to outline the service agreement. This is an added protection for you as well. Okay. So if you don't understand something, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll clarify it with you. And then that way you have a firm understanding before everything is put into my tech team, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Accurate Air.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Zachary Sousa, owner.
Perfect. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Zach, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, Beethoven, okay?
Great.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. We're not going to bombard you, but we will send you updates on things. And then in hiring us, as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Your payment for initial account setup will be charged today, which is January 24th, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of the $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Zach, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877-635-6225 number, and I will email that to you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. Okay, now I can stop sounding like a robot. Question here, though, for your card name, does it say Zach, or did you mention that your full name was Zachary, right?
Yeah, it says, Zachary Sousa.
Okay. Is that Z-A-C-H-E-R-Y?
A-R-Y.
A-R-Y. Okay. I just want to make sure, because this is a full tax write-off, so I want to make sure, like, all the documents match, so that way you can have that for your records as well. Okay. For my tech team to give you a contact tomorrow, or would you prefer later on today?
I'd say tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Probably around 3 p.m. Eastern time, I should be done. The things I'm doing around that time.
Okay. So two things. One, everything went through on my end. I do want to formally welcome you, Zach, to Local Swesh or like a family here. I will send you my email, so if you ever need anything as well, you could always reach out to me. Your account manager will contact you tomorrow, and we're going to get this ball rolling for you so that way you can get on that first page of Google. Now, for your onboarding call itself, my tech team goes to lunch at 12 Pacific Standard Time, which is 3 Eastern. Can we do 4 and they can contact you at 4 p.m.? Does that work as well or no?
Works even better.
Okay. 4 p.m. I will put that in there for you. And then you're going to get a couple of welcome text messages. You also got some emails as well for the your invoice and everything that we're going to need. My tech team is going to go over that with you tomorrow. But the one text message that I need you to look at, we just sent it out to you. If I'm not mistaken, I heard your phone buzz. and I promise, I know I took some of your time here, but we're almost tired. It says, Zach, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it's localsplash.com/terms. This is our terms and agreement page. You see that?
I see it.
Okay. That's going to be just click that. Now, there's 2 checkboxes there. That's the service agreement that you have in writing there as well for us. Click the text message one, because if you don't answer a call, we can just send you a quick text on, like, what we did. Might be beneficial to you. And then once you click you are the card authorization holder, you're going to sign your name as it states in black writing right above there. Click confirm. It's going to take you to a login form. Let me know when you get there.
All right. I'm at the login.
Perfect. Okay, so this is going to be your tracking system that I said that you're going to get. My tech team is going to build this for you. Don't do a login information. They're going to give you the access for the username and password tomorrow on your onboarding call, and then they're going to go through with you everything that you'll be able to see tracking this from week to week, month to month as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just sending you a quick email. It's going to come from Charlie. That's me. And it's going to have my last name, Molenkamp. A lot of people butcher that, but it's okay. and it's just going to be a Google Calendar. It's just going to state that we have that meeting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My tech team will confirm that. If you can confirm it as well, it's just letting you know that, hey, we have that meeting at that time. They will call you from 4 to 4:15, somewhere in there. So just be alert that when that 877 number, that's my customer service line, they are going to call you from there in that time, okay?
All right.
Okay, Zach. Well, I got everything here. I'm going to start working on your account. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, I'm hiring you to do something, and you're going to do it, and I'm just going to reap the benefits.
Basically.
That sounds good to me.
Basically. Awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get started here. If, like I said, if you have any questions, my email's there. You can reach out to me at any time. I have an open door policy, but your account manager will call you tomorrow and they will give you the specifics on, like, hey, give us the pictures that you want us. If you want to run a promotion like you always do, that's very important. Let my tech team know so that way they can make that happen for you on that Facebook page, okay?
Yeah, because right now I got, like, I call it the winter special, you know, mm-hmm. $69 tune-up. That's good until May 1st. I got 15% off repairs, free service call with repair, 10% off new AC install. So I got some coupons going.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I said. Make sure you tell my tech team because they'll be able to put that in play for you, okay?
And I mean, this is working out good because I just got a new logo, and a couple customers that I've been showing the new logo to, they're like, oh, this is so much better. Wow, this is day and night compared to your other logo. And I'm like, well, shit, if you're that excited about it, how is everybody else going to feel?
Like, Sheila, look at this. Yeah, they got, like, a new logo. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I got some palm trees, it's a sunset, and I got an AC That's unit nice. In the corner. The AC unit's always in the corner.
Perfect. Let it, corner somewhere yeah, over there. If you want to give us that, we can put that on the Facebook page as your emblem there, so then that way you always know that that always pops up too. So they're going to build this for you, so anything you want us to put on this for you, the Google Business Profile, or in that case as well as the Facebook, let us know, and then, like I said, we're going to be able to put that stuff and populate it for you, okay?
Yeah, all right. That sounds good.
All right, Zach. Well, I'm going to get working here. Appreciate the time. Like I said, welcome to Local Slash. I'm going to have them give you a call tomorrow around 4 p.m., but I am going to finish up your account here and get these get this account rocking and rolling for you pronto, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Zach. I'll call you tomorrow. Have a safe day today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.